Hey, Doc Danny here, and I just want to say thank you for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. If you want to get involved in the conversation and get your questions answered and feedback from myself and 1,500 other people within the PT Entrepreneur community, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. This is a great group for anybody that is in business or thinking about going into business for themselves and wants the support of other people like me and other practitioners out there that are entrepreneurs. So guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy this episode. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name's Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And I want to talk today about the idea of what we are worth and what people are willing to pay for what they want, right? Which is really what matters the most. So chronically, in our profession, and not just our profession, let's put it out there to all of our clinical peers as well, massage therapists, chiropractors, athletic trainers, even personal trainers, honestly, people that are in a service-based business of helping people with health and wellness, really anything that falls underneath that umbrella, you know, it could be medical doctors or nurse practitioners in that case. So anybody that falls under that, typically, we highly, highly undervalue ourselves, even though other people might not. And we have a member of ours in our mastermind group that sort of prompted this discussion for me today, or for me to talk about this today, and is a post that she put up within our group, which is awesome. It's basically, it highlights one of her members, one of her clients, I should say, that she's worked with over the last 3 years. And over the last 3 years, this lady's basically spent about $21,000 at her practice, $21,000 over the last 3 years, working on maintenance work of her body. You know, so it's once a week essentially, over the course of an entire year for 3 years. So $21,000 over 3 years, or $7,000 a year. So let's put that in perspective, right? So when you hear $7,000 a year, would you pay $7,000 a year to be active, healthy, and to participate in the sports and activities that you really enjoy? I want you to legitimately answer this question. This isn't just a rhetorical question. It's, you know, would you pay $7,000 in order to maintain your body, in order to stay healthy, to be proactive, and to participate in the activities and the sports that you like? Now, for some of you, maybe you don't know. Maybe you're, I don't know if I'd pay that. Or some of you, it's hell no, I wouldn't pay that. And for some of you, you may say, no, I've been in a bad spot. I absolutely don't want to be there again. I would 100% do that in order to, you know, invest in my body. Now, here's my point with this, is that if you are not willing to invest in yourself, what makes you think that people are going to be willing to invest in themselves with you? Right? Like this is the challenge in many ways for younger providers in particular. You come out of school and you have no experience with business, with taking money for anything necessarily, unless you had a job, you know, doing something else in the past, but not for the thing that you went to school for this long. And you're younger. So you don't know what it's like to, really have to deal with chronic, significant problems like maybe this person had at one point and had gotten past those and definitely didn't want to go back there again, right? It's hard for you to relate to that because you've never actually gone through it. Maybe you've worked with people that have gone through that, but you've never actually gone through it yourself. And this is where it can get a bit challenging in two areas. Number one, being able to relate to people like this on a level that you can connect with them more so than just sympathizing with what's going on, right? And the other thing is, you literally wouldn't pay for that because you're trying to pay your student loans off. You know, you're trying to pay $1,000 towards your student loans. So you look at this and you think to yourself, man, this person's dropping $7,000 in the year. There's no way in hell I would do that, but I sure would like them to do that with me so that I can pay my student loans off faster. But here's the fallacy with that is if you don't think that it is 100% worth it, and you can't fake it, but deep down think that that's a steal, that that person is investing in themselves in such a positive way, you know, in such a way that's going to be beneficial for them long-term, both with enjoyment of their life, being physically active around the people that they want to be around, doing the things that they want to do with the one body that they have in life, the one vehicle they have through the world, and they can't change it out, or maybe change a part here or there, but that's super expensive and difficult. But the only thing that they have to get around the world in and investing in that, you know, at $7,000 a year, if you don't think that that's worth it, it's going to be really, really hard for you to sell yourself, to sell the opportunity for you to work with people in that capacity, because inherently they're going to be able to tell that you are not truthful with that. You don't honestly believe that. And this is something that we've had to work really hard with our staff members on, is everybody that we've brought on to our team is either straight out of school or 1 year out of school. Very new, all in their kind of mid to late 20s whenever they got going with us. And they fall into the same category of people that have financial, you know, issues with things like student loans. And they view, you know, that as expensive and something that they would not do. But when somebody's sitting there and you finally help them get over a back issue that they've been, you know, trying to fix for the last 10 years, it's caused them to avoid so many things that they've really, you know, missed doing, as well as all of the money they've spent towards not being able to solve this problem. What is your service worth to that person? It's worth a ton. And this is a great example by our member that posted this. And I just really glad that she took the time to put this up there, because I think it's such an awesome, you know, representation of what people are willing to invest in themselves with, and starting to see that, hey, $21,000 over three years is a drop in the bucket, you know, compared to some of the other things that people have to go through. For instance, I talked about this last week on the podcast with my godmother, you know, who came down with an autoimmune disease. They say a lot of it had to do with just lifestyle habits and stress, you know, and one of the things that the doctor said was, you know, genetics loads the gun and lifestyle pulls the trigger. And we don't know necessarily what factors are going to lead to us having things that are catastrophic, frankly, expressed because of things that we do in our life that are deteriorating us in some way, or they're stressing us in some way that are going to cause something even more significant to happen. So what's that investment worth? That $7,000 a year investment. My godmother had to spend $80,000 per treatment for immunotherapy four times last year she had to do that. So a couple hundred thousand dollars she had to put into really resolving this issue, versus what's that? I tell you, that $7,000 a year on the front end looks a shitload better to not have an autoimmune disease and drop a few hundred thousand dollars to frankly save your life. Like, let's put that in perspective. So as you think about what our profession is worth, what your skill set is worth, if you devalue yourself, other people will not see value in you. If you think what you do is not worth it, no one else is going to think that. And there's people out there that are very willing, very, very much willing to pay you to work with them in a way that allows them to live a life that they want to lead. And even though you may not be able to afford it or think you can afford it right now or see the value that they see in it, it doesn't mean that they don't get a ton out of it and they don't think it's a goddamn bargain, a steal compared to the things that they've had to go through. And they finally have found a solution. So if you can't look at it through that lens, if you can't look at it from the perspective that they have, then you are going to have a very difficult time in a cash practice, in an out-of-network practice, in an in-network practice, even getting people to buy in to what you're selling them in terms of long-term health, wellness, longevity, and avoidance of some of these really, really catastrophic things that we know we can help avoid by optimization of sleep, nutrition, stress management, and movement. And guys, we can help people in all of those areas. It's not just about knee pain. It's so much more than that. So much more. And that is where the true long-term value of working with people is. And that's also how you can develop a really sound business where you're helping people get these long-term results that they want, and that you get to sleep like a baby knowing that you're helping them get those results, as well as being able to support yourself, your family, and other staff members with the business that you have developed. So guys, I hope that that puts some things into perspective for you. I really appreciate our mastermind member, Lauren, putting that up in the group. She's awesome. She's got a cool practice here in Atlanta, and she's absolutely killing it, working with people in the right manner. And her sharing that has been really helpful. So anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening. As always, we appreciate it. If you like it, head over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, tag me on Instagram and in a story, and let me know you're listening to it. I'll share it as well, or share this with somebody that you think that would benefit from it. In particular, anybody in our profession that doesn't see the value of what they do. If you think there's anybody that is in that position and they're sort of undervaluing themselves, or they don't see the value that other people see in them, share it with them. I think it could help them quite a bit. So guys, as always, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.